Jim Tickleback on the RFD radio network recently caught up with Western Illinois Congresswoman Sherry Bustos representing Illinois' 17th congressional district. A lot of discussion in the nation's capital involving both the House and Senate tax reform versions so far. What's your reaction?
I don't like a lot of it. I think a starting point when you're looking at tax reform ought to be middle-class, hardworking families. And under this plan, that really has been misrepresented by the leadership in the U.S. House of Representatives and the leadership in the Senate, I think the starting point was the richest among us. And, you know, there's more than 30 million middle-class American families that would actually get a tax increase under this plan. But if you're in the top 1%, you get a severe tax cut. So I've got a little bit of a problem with that, and I'm willing to work across the aisle. I mean, you know that. I mean, that's since I've been elected, that's what I do. The last 9 pieces of legislation I introduced, 8 of them had Republicans as co-sponsors right off the bat. But I just don't like where this is going, where it's starting, and I think we have a lot of work to do. The problem on my end of it is we have a 24-vote deficit in the House as far as Democrats go. So what the Republican leadership wants on this, if they can stick together, this is what they're going to get. But I think it's hurtful to middle-class families.
Now, I know there's been a lot of attention from the ag interests with the, elimination of the estate or vis-a-vis death tax by 2024, I think is the one proposal. So that's getting a lot of attention there. So just a little bit about your reaction to that.
Well, and I call it an estate tax. I mean, I think the term death tax plays into you know, kind of some falsehoods about it. But it's a very, very small minority of people who actually would benefit from that. But it is a cause of growing the deficit an additional $1.5 trillion over the next 10 years. What I'd like to see happen is could we look at some kind of carve-out for family farmers? Because this is something I hear a lot from our family farmers, from our growers and producers. And so I'm willing to look at something that's a carve-out for our families and even for some, certain categories of small business. But this really is a very small minority of business owners and family farmers, frankly.
Yeah. The other argument that you hear, the debate, is reducing the corporate tax rate will immediately cause more money being invested by American corporations in the domestic U.S. That's the argument. Your response to that?
Well, I'm not against lowering the corporate tax rate, but let's first make sure that we're helping small businesses and families. And this tax scam doesn't do that. Again, if this is going to increase the deficit by an additional $1.5 trillion, that's going to be left up to our kids and our grandkids to pay that off. When we look at corporations, let's make sure that they're not treated like they're royalty and the rest of us are peasants. And that's really a lot of what I call it a tax scam the way it's been presented, because I think it's presented in a way that this is going to be helpful to a lot of people, and in the end it will not be. For corporations, let me just give you a couple examples. Let's say you get transferred. Let's say there's a radio station that wants you to have to go across the state of Illinois, and you've got to move you and your family to another place in order to keep your job. Your moving expenses would no longer be able to be written off like they can now. However, if a company, a big corporation, wants to move its facility, close it down here in Illinois, and move over to China or to Mexico, their moving expenses can be written off. I think part of this will lead to more outsourcing when you have a much lower rate, at half the rate for taxes overseas. You can bring that back to America with no penalty whatsoever. How many companies are going to say, hey, I'll cut my tax rate in half just by going to Mexico or China or someplace else? And so the real concern that we have, and I want to see how this is going to play out by talking to more economists on it, but our real concern is this going to lead to more outsourcing? You know, we live in a community here in the 17th Congressional District where we've seen the terrible, devastating effects of companies like Maytag and Sensata and Robert Shaw that have sent all of their jobs over to Mexico or China, and what those have done to the communities that were left behind. And I don't want to look have any plan that's going to actually offer incentives for companies to do that.
All right, the farm bill got a lot of attention during, well, I know the Farm Progress Show. Secretary mm-hmm. Perdue was in Decatur. And then, so that was in August. So we go along and you hear a lot about the Farm Bill, and then boom. And I know it expires, I think, in the current Farm Bill expires in September of 2018.
Next year, yep.
Yeah, so just what's the latest or a little bit about that?
Well, you know, it's funny. About 3 weeks ago, the lead Democrat on the Ag Committee, Colin Peterson out of Minnesota, said, okay, by the end of this week, get us all of your requests in. And this was like a Wednesday. And so we had 2 days to make sure that we got all of our requests in and what we wanted to see happen in the Farm Bill. Well, then there's nothing that's happening. So there's kind of like this hurry up and wait. I'm still on the Ag Committee. We have not had, other than meetings, just sitting down to say, okay, here are the things that we want to make sure included. Other than very casual conversations, we haven't had some real sit-down, get-down-and-dirty type of meetings to get this moving along. You know, the good thing is we've got some time here. We've got a committee where Democrats and Republicans work very, very well together. You know, I know the number one request I still hear is about crop insurance, making sure that we've got a good crop insurance for our folks here. And, you know, I feel confident that we'll be able to work together and hopefully come out with a good product.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Jim.
Western Illinois Congresswoman Sherry Bustos joining us on RFD Illinois.